Well, Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav. Today's Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav. Very geshmak emaris. We're still in the middle of the topics of Havdalah. A little bit more about Kiddush again today. Mainly Havdalah is the focus. We actually reached Kuf Vav Amud Aleph yesterday. We went through the 8 Shema Minos, the 8 Dinim that I learned for that Brisa. But we're going to go back and review. We'll go back and review inside the 8 Shema Minos. So we'll pick up from Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Just a few lines up from the bottom of the page. Shema Minah Mahamasisa. From this Brisa, we learned Tamni, 8 things, 4 lines up from the bottom of the page. As where we're going to pick it up from, just to go over what was the brisa we're quoting. We had quoted a brisa that discussed a person who came up from shul on Matzah Shabbos, and he only has one case of wine, and he can use that case of wine to make Abdallah, which would be, of course, normal. But he also wants to eat Ma'amalka, and he wants to have a cup for benching. He wants to have a case to bench Birchas HaMazon on a case. So what he's allowed to do is he's allowed to eat the meal first of Ma'amalka, then bench and make Havdalah on the same case. We quoted this price a couple of blot ago with regards to the sugya of Ain Oysa Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. We don't bundle up Mitzvahs together. And we asked as a question, you see, you're bundling up the Birchas HaMazon and the Havdalah. And the answer was that when you don't have enough cups, you don't have more than one case. Ain Lay Shiny. You don't bundle together Mitzvahs when you have a choice. You have no choice. You can bundle together. That was the Gemara's answer a few while back. The other question we discussed a few while back on this wasn't the Gemara, it was Tosfos. How on earth is the guy eating before Havdalah? That will be actually a big topic in today's daf. But how is the person eating before Havdalah? You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. And if he's going to eat the meal first and then make Havdalah on the case, he's eating before Havdalah. One's not allowed to eat. Even if he said Atachar Antanu in Shemar Esrei, he's still not allowed to eat before Havdalah ala case. The answer is the same answer. I mean, Taisa says has two possibilities. First, he says it was a continuation of the meal for Shal Shudis. It's not the Mashmais. Mashmais is he came up from Shul and he is starting a fresh new meal, Mavmalka. But today's the second answer is the same idea as the Gemara. Ain lay shiny. In a case where he has no choice, he doesn't have a second cup. So over there, there's a pshat. He's eating before Havdalah in order to make Havdalah al-Kais and use the same cup for Birchas Mazon. Therefore, in that scenario, it would be okay. So the Gemara just points out from this Brisa, we quoted the Brisa for our discussion about the Gemara was trying to bring a raya whether or not mitzvah chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita or not is a mitzvah in the right time or chaviv. We're delaying havdalah in order to make havdalah be together with use the same cup for birchas hamazon, but you're not doing mitzvah b'shaita. We said nah, you're delaying Shabbos is called mitzvah b'shaita. You want to delay Shabbos, you want to keep Shabbos for longer, make havdalah later. Therefore, the Gemara deflected and said that's not a raya to our shaila. But once we did see this brisa, says the Gemara again, shema mina masisa tamni. We learn that from this brisa 18im. Shema mina hamavdal betfila. One that makes Havdalah b'tfila, this person presumably davened Shemar Esrei, Ma'ariv, and he made Havdalah, he said at the Chanatanu in Shemar Esrei. Yet, Tzarech she'Havdalah kais, one still must make Havdalah ala kais. This is, of course, famous Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara tells us that a person is, originally, the original Takana was Havdalah ala kais. Then came along the Eilam, unfortunately, wasn't able to afford an extra kais of wine for Havdalah ala kais. So Chazal instituted Havdalah b'seich Shemar Esrei, at the Chanatanu without a kais. Then people had more means again, and they, instead of just flipping it from Havdalah and Shemar Esrei to Havdalah ala kais, they added Havdalah ala kais to the Havdalah and Shemar Esrei. So it says, Agamar, we see in this Brisa, even the one said at the Chanatanu in Shemar Esrei, he still needs to make Havdalah ala kais, and we will see soon, this is very similar to our conversation that we've had in the past with regard to Kiddush, when one's Yetza Kiddush Pashtas and Shemar Esrei, Ma'ariv, in Friday night in Shul, when he comes and makes Kiddush al Kais, is that only the rabbinic element over the Derisa or not? There's going to be Machlekes Rishayim over here, whether or not Kid Havdalah al Kais is actually Derisa. Same Machlekes applies for Kiddush too, but Machlekes, if it's Derisa, Pashtas, we say, the Havdalah al Kais and the Kiddush al Kais, the Kais element is Derabanan, the Kiddush may be Derisa, not maybe is, and the Havdalah, according to Rambam, certainly, and other Rishayim, is Derisa, but the al Kais is not Derisa, that's the Pashtas. But again, we'll see more about that shortly coming up, we'll discuss it. But so the first thing is, The first thing is, that would be the same thing as Atachar Natanu. Saying Baruch Hamav L'Kosh Echol, which we said, that was very good. That was the Havdalah of Rebbe. Very good. That was all his Havdalah. That would be the same thing as Atachar Natanu. That would be without the Kais, but on a Deraisa level, Pashtas, one would be Yetzah Havdalah with those words. That's correct. According to Sir Rishayim, we'll get to it. Let's sit tight. According to Sir Rishayim, we're going to speak out, you need the Kais. Without the Kais, Yenayas Deraisa. But let's hold. Let's wait till we go through it, and then you can ask more on that. Now, before we go to the next Shema Minah, We're saying that one who makes Havdalah in Shul still has to make Havdalah Kais. So the question is now, if that's the case, if we have to make Havdalah Kais, and we're saying it's really Gemara Brachas ready also, so what is the Pshat in the Havdalah in Shul then? What's the Pshat in the Havdalah in Shul? You could say simply, it's like a Takana, that in case we have a Chalila, people get poor again, and don't have money for Havdalah Kais, then you make up, we want to have the Havdalah already, that's done in Shemar Esrei and Shul, already instituted. That could be, that's probably the most simple Pshat, and often we say the most simple Pshat is the correct Pshat. But the Dvar Shmuel gets into the alum de shashayla. What function is the Havdalah in Atacharadanu in Meir of servicing? Is it a Havdalah? Is it an actual Havdalah? Is it the same way Yamavdalah case? Yamavdalah Shmanesway, it works as Havdalah. Could be Yaitz Deraisa, could be you're not, that's the Machlokes Rishonim we have to get to, but fine, it's Havdalah. Or what's the other option? The other option is, it's not a Havdalah. It's like what we call Me'ein HaMa'ura. We know Rish Chedesh, we say Avi Yavai, and we reference the fact that it's Rish Chedesh. On Sukkot, we reference Chag HaSukkot, Pesach Chag HaPesach, Shavuos Chag HaShavuot, right? Right? Man Teresenu. So we reference the Me'ein HaMa'ura, the happening of the day is referenced on a particular day. Says to our Shmuel, so we can clear now. There's two reasons, potentially, why a person would say a Nusach of Abdullah in the Shemayin Esrei of Ma'ariv by Matzah Shabbos. It could be Alts Me'ein HaMa'ura. Right now, there's a Tkufa of leaving Shabbos into weekday. So you're just referencing the time. It's referencing the situation, not necessarily serving as a function of Abdullah. Or it could be specifically, it's a function of Abdullah. That's not our Ikar Abdullah today. Our Ikar Abdullah is all Kais. Okay, but we still do it, but it's only working really for the concept of Abdullah. Those are the two options. Zakta Devar Shmuel. What is a raya to both sides? A raya to potential raya to each side. Shechar Aruch Paskins that a person daven Ma'ariv, and this Hershey you were just touching on a minute ago. Someone who wants to Malacha Metz Shabbos, what does he do? He could say Baruch HaMavdu B'Kadosh Shechol, and he's allowed to do Malacha. What if a guy said Atachar Natanu in Shmar Nesrei? He could do Malacha. He doesn't have to wait for Abdullah to Malacha. You don't eat Abdullah, but he doesn't have to wait to Abdullah Al Kais to do Malacha. He already was Mavdil in Atachar Natanu. Now, if it's only there for Me'ein HaMa'ur, if it's only there because it's the tkufa, it's the zman where you're leaving Shabbos, going to chayil. Therefore, you mention it like Kanal Kel Aviyavei. That wouldn't be enough to say you could do malacha. You should still have to say Baruch Hamav Dukal Shachal. You should still have to make Avdalah Kais. The fact that Shachanarch allows him to paskins that he's allowed to go do malacha would seem to say that as a din of Avdalah. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Gemara Brachas that we just referenced, the Gemara Brachas says that what if a person made Avdalah Al Kais before Ma'ariv? The person, let's say the most classic situation is, the person had a long geshmak or shluf on Shabbos afternoon, maybe davened early mincha, hopefully davened early mincha with the minyan, and then he goes for a nap, and he wakes up, you know, especially on a short winter Shabbos, he davened at 1 o'clock, 1:30 mincha, and then he wakes up at 6 o'clock at night, and Ma'ariv, the main Ma'ariv in shul was at 5 o'clock, 5:30. So whether he's finding another minyan, he's not finding another minyan, but he gets up, he goes downstairs, it's already post Shabbos. So he makes Abdullah. First he makes Abdullah. And then he goes to have a Ma'ariv afterwards. Does he say Atachar Natanu in the Ma'ariv that follows Abdullah Lakais? Says the Gemara in Brachas? Yes, he does. He still says Atachar Natanu. Now, it's one thing to say Atachar Natanu prior to the Abdullah Lakais because it's still a form of Abdullah, potentially. It's one son. And even though you're going to make a better Abdullah, you didn't make it yet. But if I already made the most optimal Abdullah ala Kais, why on earth am I mentioning Atachar Natanu Shmar Nesrei? I already did the most choicest Abdullah. If you say the Atachar Natanu Shmar Nesrei is Me'ina Ma'ura, it's just because it's like the Zman. You say, because right now it's the Zman of going from weekday to Chayil, that Matzah Shabbos Ma'ariv is the Zman of going from weekday to Chayil, then it makes more sense. You're saying, Al Me'ina Ma'ura, you're not saying it Al the Havdalah, you already have the full flesh of Havdalah, you don't need a Havdalah, you're saying Me'ina Ma'ura, so that's a riot to either side. Here is a big Nafkamina. A Nafkamina, whether or not it's considered Havdalah, the Atachar Natanu in Ma'ariv, or it's considered just Me'ina Ma'ura, a Nafkamina potentially could be, there's a machlekes about this, what if one forgot Ma'ariv totally on Matzah Shabbos? Go back to that last case. He woke up late, he made Havdalah, never dav Ma'ariv, Einus, he never dav Ma'ariv, he's a Shegig, he can never make up, if he's a Mazid, he can't make up the Ma'ariv. Talking about a case with the guy's an Einus, he's a Shegig. He missed Ma'ariv at the Shabbos, what's that lacha? One misses a Tefillah, he's allowed to daven, he's allowed to do Tashlumen, by the very next Tefillah, he davens the second Shemar Nesrei, he makes up the prior, he makes up for the prior davening. A very big insight in this is, that when a person makes up a Tashlumen, the way it works is, let's say someone forgot Ma'ariv. So Shachris, he davened Shachris, davened Shemar Nesrei. The first Shemar Nesrei davened is Shachris. The second Shemar Nesrei, that's the makeup for Ma'ariv. Same thing by Mincha. Guy forgets Shachris, and he davened Mincha, he's going to daven two Shemar Nesreis. The first Mincha he davened is Mincha. First Shemar Nesrei davened is Mincha. The second Shemar Nesrei, that's the Tashlum of Shachris. Okay, with that in mind, here's the Shaila. In which Shemar Nesrei would he say Atachar Natanu? If at all. There's a tzad he wouldn't say at all. But let's assume he says Atachar Natanu. In which Shemar Nesrei would he be saying Atachar Natanu? Would he say it in the first Shemar Nesrei or in the second? Meaning, if the second Shemar Nesrei is the makeup for Ma'ariv, so that would be the one, presumably, you say Atachar Natanu. But not so fast. If the Atachar Natanu that we say in Shemar Nesrei on Matzah Shabbos is a din of Mavdil, it's not a din in Ma'ariv, it's then the first Shemar Nesrei. Your first weekday Shemar Nesrei, you're being Mavdil, Ben Kodesh Lechol, in your first weekday Shemar Nesrei, this guy's first weekday Shemar Nesrei is Shachar Sunday morning, it's not Ma'ariv. So he would say that Avdallah, he would say that to Chanatanu in the first Shemar Nesrei. But if it's a divert of Me'ina Ma'ura, it's a part of the way of davening, a a tefillah with referencing the Zman, so you, which Bar Esra is really making up for Ma'ariv? The second one. So according to that side, the second one would be the one potentially that has Atachan Tanu. That is a Klemaisa Tzimachleikis in the Achreinim. I'm not saying this is the Lumdus behind the Achreinim. Yesh Lefakvek, you can say, you can ask on these Svaras. I actually mentioned this in the morning share this morning, and someone pointed out that Lemaisa, we find other times where days switch into other days. For example, Rish Chodesh is on, let's say, one day, and the guy missed Mincha. When he davens Ma'ariv, he's davening two Ma'arivs. He does not see Al V'Yavai, sign the first, sign the second, because the day of Yal V'Yavai is over. Perhaps the main Ma'ura of At Techarot Anu would be over, and you wouldn't say At Techarot Anu in either Shemar Esrei. That was a Svara that someone said this morning, a very logical Svara. So it's not so simple, this connection, but there ultimately is Machlaikas L'maisa. Rekiva Eger and other Achorinim argue which Shemar Esrei, the person in the morning when he's saying two Shemar Esreis, which Shemar Esrei would he put the At Techarot Anu in, and we're suggesting that perhaps with the Dvar Shmuel's clear, again, the Dvar Shmuel's Shaila was, is At Techarot Anu in Ma'ariv, is it a Havdalah, or is it Me'en Amura? Maybe that'll be explanation in that Machlaikas, perhaps. Okay, next in. Shemar Minah so far, that one of the Abbas Pranessa in Shul, and says At Techarot Anu still has to make Havdalah al-Kais. Next Shemar Minah. Shmamina bracha to the kais. Shmamina that benching requires a kais. This whole story, the guy's delaying his Avdallah, eating for Avdallah, in order to bench al kais. Obviously, benching with a kais is a very serious thing. Obviously, benching requires a kais. We're attacking on Nayig. We're not so machmer. We do it. The Velt is Nayig. I shouldn't say not Nayig. The Velt has a kais. They bench al kais, but we're not machmer to specifically bench al kais, right? What's pshat? Why are we not machmer to bench al kais? If our Gemara is coming out very clearly, Shmamina bracha to the kais. So Rambam and Rif bring out from a Gemara coming up, I believe it's Afkuf Yitzayin, the Gemara that's been discussed by the third case, by the Seder, the Gemara says, that means, really, the Mishnah says, the third case is drunk together with benching. And the Gemara says, is the haraya that benching needs a case? Isn't this a raya that benching requires a cup of wine? It's a raya that there's a chiv to bench all case. Says, I believe it's Arvin over there, says, no raya. The Chazal were misakin four cases. They were misakin four cases by the Seder. And they try to connect every case to which whatever the best thing they could grab onto was. So for example, Kiddush, of course, is Kiddush. The second case is a Magid. Third case, it makes sense to put it to benching, even if it's not a Chiev, we still do it till today. It's still an Inyan, still a nice thing to do, and therefore we connect to benching. And of course, the fourth one is on Halal. The point just is that it's not a Raya. The Ravina deflects and says, Apis, the Gemara is not a Raya, that benching needs a case. I'll tell you, benching does need a case. That's just where the Chazal stuck it. Rambam and Rif Paskin, like that Gemara, that we say Bracha does not need a kais, like the deflection of the Gemara, and not like the Tzad, the Bracha requires a kais. So again, our Gemara is being a Raya, the Bracha needs a kais, but Rambam Rif don't pass away the Maisa, hence the fact that we're Noeg, that we bench on the kais when we can, it's a Hiddur, but it's not an absolute Chiyav. Shmamina number three. Shmamina kais Bracha Tzorach Shir. It must be the kais of Bracha needs a Shir. What's a Shir? Typically a Shir for a kais is a Revius. It's a Raya that the kais of Bracha needs a Revius. What does it mean a person only has one cup? If he has 6 ounces and there's no shear, split it 3 ounces and 3 ounces and he has enough for both. Or, sorry, it's a bad example because 3 ounces, according to some shitas, is already a revius. Let's say a person has 3 ounces. Split it, do 1.5 ounces for each one and you should be sufficient. One for Avdol and one for benching. It must be there's a minimum shear of a case, namely a revius, and whatever that shear is, anywhere from 2.7 to 5.1 ounces, going depending on the smallest shear or the chazanish's biggest shear. Either way, You have a shear, a minimum requirement for a kais, and therefore this person only has enough for one kais. He's merging his avdallah together with his benching. Next, we have a raya that one who makes a bracha on a kais has to taste from the kais. Why? Because if you don't have to taste from the kais, then if you don't have to taste from the kais, then you still have enough left. Just make avdallah on the kais. Don't taste anything. Leave it. And use the same kais for benching. The fact that, you know, right, there's one time, by the way, there's a time where you make a bracha al-kais, but you don't taste, namely by shal shuddis. Those who bench shal shuddis al-kais, they usually take that kais, they leave it, no one drinks from it, and they leave it for Avdallah. But okay, but the point is a general rule, we're saying that Shmamina Amar Tzor Shittim, you have to taste from the kais, and therefore, again, you're not gonna have a shir. Ushmamina Tamay Pagmai. And again, we see that when one tastes from the kais, he's pagim the kais. This is Shmamina number 5. When he tastes from the kais, he's pagim it. This is what the idea of Yayim Pagim. He makes it no good for future brachos, because if it was good, then he could still use it again. Why can he use it again? So Taisa says, because the assumption of the Gemara is, he didn't have exactly a revius. Maybe he must have had a drop more than a revius. So if all he has to do is taste it, if he has a revius plus a drop, taste a drop, and then use the rest for later. The fact that he can't do that must be that when you taste it, it's pagimit. And before you go further, it's taka with paskal sweet lamaisa, a yayin that was used for a kais that one drank from is called pagim. But the way you salvage it is you take more fresh wine from the bottle, pour it into the cup, and then you could pour that back into the bottle, and you could reuse that kais, that wine. Ushma mina number 6, tam mina tam tam Ta'am Avdil. We see that if one ate before Avdullah, it doesn't preclude making Avdullah. Very interesting idea. We know you're not supposed to eat before Avdullah, that's clear. But there may be Mina Havmina, and the Mara's going to focus more on this at the end of today's Af, that if one eats before Avdullah, he blew it. He can only make Avdullah. If one eats before Kiddush, he blew it, he can't make Kiddush. Big Kiddush coming up in Amud Beis of today's Af. Here we see very clearly the giving an Eitzah to come up from Shul, eat the meal, and then use the same case for Avdullah and benching. Obviously, eating before Avdullah does not preclude him from making Havdullah. And two more Shmaminas on top of the Amud, Kufav Amud Aleph, Ushmamina. You see, you can make two kedushas. You can make Avdullah and benching. It's two brichas al kais on one kais. We spoke out a couple of bodies ago on Kuf Beis or Kuf Gimel that ain't nice to Mrs. Chavilas. You can't make misses in bundles. Here we see that when you have no choice, you could do it. That's the Marzah being a proof that we're not worried about the Isser, about the, I should say the Isser, we're not worried about the refraining from Isser Mrs. Chavilas in such a case. And lastly, Shmamina Beishamahi Valibid Rebbe Yehuda. And Shmamina, that's Beishamahi Valibid Yehuda. What's this? This is a total, I don't want to say a total side point, but in the Brisa mentioned, that the order is, you do Nair first, and then Besamim. Nair first, then Besamim. According to Rav Meir, according to Beis Hillel, and this is what we do, Lemaisa. We Allah Lemaisa, pass like Rav Meir's version of the Machalikas Beisham Beis Hillel, and like, of course, like we always pass like Beis Hillel. But we pass like Rav Meir's version of Beis Hillel, namely, that we do Besamim first, and then Nair. We see for this Brisa, that this Brisa does, like Rabbi Yehuda, this Brisa was acting in order, in accordance of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Beis Shammai, that the Nair came before the Besamim. And now, obviously, we're not knowing this way. So it's interesting. Now we have a list of Shmaminas. We already see Shmamin number 8. We're not knowing this way. So it's actually very good. We point out earlier, Shmamina bracha tuna kais, that you have to make benching ala kais. And we said, we don't paskin that way. Shmamina saying you do, but the Mara later on says Shmamina and then deflects it. Says Mara, says not a raya. And the Ramam Riff paskins opposite that we talk, don't hold your makbid on bracha tuna kais. So it's very good. We see already that these Shmaminas aren't necessarily fully alech lamaisa because this last one, which is a libid Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Shammai, clearly is not how we pasken either. So just because the mer is just picking each Shmaminas from the Brisa, but not that we pasken like all each Shmaminas, we already have at least two of them that we don't necessarily rule like. Okay. Says more further. Rav Ashi, one or two points before we go further. We spoke out before that the Rambam and Riff speak at hold that one does not have to. One does not have to bench al-kais. It's a nice thing. You don't have to bench al-kais. What about making a bracha achreina after one benches al-kais? A person benches al-kais. After benching, he makes bari pi agafen. So what about the bracha achreina after? So we know we do. We make a bracha achreina after, so we kind of know the punchline. So we make a bracha achreina. But there is a bahag, and Tosfos quotes it, the Rush quotes it, that the bahag says, the benching that one's in the middle of benching, he's benching ala kais. The benching he's doing serves to be a benching for that kais, even though he's doing the kais afterwards, which is a big chiddush. The benching serves to be a benching ala kais. That's the pashas, the reading, the way Tosfos, the Rashi, have the bahag. Others either argue in the bahag, or argue the bahag even said that, because they hold too much of a chiddush about the nat, and they hold you have to make a bracha achreina. Lamais, that's what we do. But the point is, there is a machlokes in the Rishonim already, right, based on this bahag, whether or not one has to make a bracha achreina on the kais that he makes on benching. Again, of course, we're knowing that he has to, but there is a tzad in the Rishonim that one could be yetzah his bracha ala kais, his benching, is not bracha, his bracha chreina, ala kais via the benching that he's goofy using for this with this kais. Now, we also said, Tama Pugmai, I mean, the Gemara is actually addressed right now, but I was going to point out, when we said Tama, when you taste it, you're plaguing it, so we pointed out that what was the raya, because otherwise, you'd use the real leftovers for the, you make Avdullah, taste the drop, and use the leftovers for benching. So, we pointed out from Tosfos that it must be talking about we have a little more than Hervias, because if it's exactly Hervias, then you wouldn't have a shear. So if Ashi's really going to say that two of the Shmaminas cannot work in tandem, meaning you told me one Shmamina that Kais needs a shear. You told me Shmamina that Kais needs a shear, and therefore whatever amount you have isn't sufficient for both Abdullah and for benching, because each one needs a shear of Hervias. Once you say that, you cannot really bring a Raya in the Tumah Pugmai, because you can easily deflect the Raya and say, we're talking about a case, the reason why, I'll tell you what, someone drinks the wine, it's not Pugimit, but we're talking about a guy who has exactly a shear. And when he tastes the wine, you no longer have a shear. You can't bring both Rayas. Either you have a Raya Tumah Pugmai, because you don't need a shear, but tasting it alone is plagiament. Or you have a raya that you need a shear, but you can't be both rayas. Really, Tosfos was trying to address how you could still potentially have both rayas, but lemaisa, it's not foolproof, and that's exactly what Rav Ashi points out right now. Says what Tosfos himself brings, that Rav Ashi is going to use this his own question as deflection. Says Rav Ashi Amar, Tamei Pugma Vekesha Brecha Tzerach Shear, those two deen they had on the list of 8, that when one tastes the wine, that's plagiament, and therefore you can't use it again. And the fact that Kesha Brecha needs a shear, those two deen of Chadim Olsi, it's really one din. You can't make two Shmaminas. Vachkamar, my Tamei Pugma, why when you time it, is a Pugam, Bishim to Kesha Brecha Tzerach Shear, because Kesha Brecha needs a shear. Therefore, when you taste a little bit, it falls below the minimum amount, and therefore you can no longer use it for a kashal bracha. The point is because if either or, if you had more than a shear, then you have a raya tama pagmai. But you don't have a raya that you don't. If you have exactly a shear, you have a raya tama pagmai. You have a raya tama. You have a raya to one or the other tama pagmai. But you don't have a raya about needing a shear. If you have more than a shear, you have a raya tama pagmai. But again, the raya is not going to be about the shear because the issue is that it's already puzzle. Taisus over here points out. If you look at the second Taisus, he points out even though Ashi is saying that you cannot bring out both dinim, you can't bring a proof to both dinim because the two dinim are a little bit tali zavazeh. Taisus says Rav Ashi doesn't disagree with the dinim. Rav Ashi may ultimately agree that tamai tasting the wine of kiddush or of kesha bracha is pagamit. And he may also agree that you need a revis, you need a shear. Both dinim could be true. He's just saying you cannot bring a proof to both dinim from the brisa. Okay, not story really. Three of machlekes, how far we take tama pagam. Meaning, we understand when you drink from a cup of wine, a kais, it makes a pagam. Does it apply even to a pitcher? Let's say you drink from a pitcher, does that make the pitcher pagam? And if you drink from a barrel, does it make the entire barrel pagam? Then we're going to have a three-way discussion. Ravakabidi kapit achatzba pagima. Ravakabidi was makbin on a pitcher, that was pagam. Ravidi bar shisha kapit a Kisa Pagima, Rav Idi Bar Shisha was makbin on a cup that was pagam, not an entire pitcher. A pitcher would be okay already. I guess it would be batal. Only a cup becomes pagam. And Mar Rav Ashi went the opposite extreme. Cup Rafila Achavisa Pagimasa, he was makbin even on a barrel. A barrel that became pagam, the entire barrel is no good. You have to figure out a way to try to cash for it. Otherwise, the barrel is no good. So you have one mother saying even a barrel, one mother saying not a barrel, but a pitcher. One mother saying not even a pitcher, only a cup becomes pagam. Okay. That is all the discussion so far of the rayas from the brayas we had yesterday of making Abdullah and benching together. Now we go further with a source. This is going to get back to, we're going to touch on Kiddush a little bit today. This goes back to a source for Kiddushim. I mentioned we're going to reference Kiddush. I think it's actually a little more than referencing. It's going to be a big topic now about the Kiddush that one makes on Shabbos day. That's going to be a big focus. We know, of course, we've been discussing there's a Kiddush Friday night. The Kiddush Friday night is a Kiddush to our rice that's clear. Not only is why, what's the proof? It's a black and white Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says, on Daf Chaf, Nashim Chayiv B'Kiddush Hayoim Dvar Torah. A woman is mechuyev in kiddush and Shabbos. Dvar Torah, a woman's mechuyev. The kiddush is even though it's man grama, a woman's mechuyev because we compare zachar for shamar. Whoever is mechuyev in the leisay says of Shabbos of shamar is mechuyev in the aseis of Shabbos, and that includes kiddush. That includes, I shouldn't say includes kiddush. Pashas, it means specifically kiddush, and maybe it means more. Maybe it means all the aseis of Shabbos. Rambam certainly learns it means havdala. Women have mechuyev the rice of both kiddush and havdala. Rambam is learning that obviously that men for sure mechuyev of the rice of kiddush havdala, as do women. Women have the same chiyev of kiddush and Abdullah Daraisa, according to Rambam, Abdullah is also Daraisa. We brought down the Meiri. The Meiri brings two deis. One day he agrees to Rambam, one day he argues and says that Abdullah is only rabbinic. But okay. But we understand that Kiddush Friday night is Daraisa. Our Gemara is going to try to discuss what is exactly the source for Kiddush Shabbos day, and more than what's the source, what is the Hanhaga of Kiddush Shabbos day? What is the Nusach more specifically? Okay, turn about it. Zachrisim Shabbos Kachay, Pasuk says Zachrisim Shabbos Kachay, Zachrisim Yayin. We learn from it Zachrisim Yayin. Where do we see those words Zachrisim Yayin? Says Taisvis, because many places in Nach it says the word Zecher together with wine. For example, Zichrei Kiyain Levanayin. That's the Pasuk in Hosea. The Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Nazkira Dedecha Miyayin. It puts Zechira together with wine. So we see the word Zecher together with wine. Zachrisim Shabbos Kachay means Zecher with wine. Taisvis himself then just says, even though I'm bringing you psukim from Nach to explain what the word zecher means, which would sound like the kiddush on wine is a deraisa dinner, I've referenced this before, is a discussion if kiddush al kais is deraisa. Since I says, not really deraisa. It's an asmachta ba'alma. It's an asmachta. It's not really a chiv deraisa. However, Rashi, the Ravan, in the end of Seita, and Rashi, they bring that Kiddush al Yayin is actually Daraisa. And their source is actually Gemara Nazir. The Gemara in the beginning of Nazir discusses about Nazir with wine. The Gemara discusses that the Nazir is Mushba Va'aymit from our Sinai. He's Mushba Va'aymit to make Kiddush and Avdallah from our Sinai. He's Mushba Va'aymit to make Kiddush and Avdallah from our Sinai. Yes, Kiddush and Avdallah, yes. Zach Hashem, Shabbos Akacha, that's great. But the context over there was about drinking wine, and Nazir can't drink wine. And the Mark calls his chiv to make Kiddush ala kais, and Avdol ala kais, mushpa va'imah mar Sinai, and chiv daraisa, he's sworn in from mar Sinai to do these things. Sounds pretty clear that the Gemara is saying, on a basic level, that one is mechiv Kiddush and Avdol ala kais, not only Kiddush Avdol, Kiddush Avdol with wine or grape juice, on a daraisa level. That is indeed Rashi and their Avon's opinion. However, Taisvis and other Rishonim argue, they say the Gemara doesn't mean that. Avada Kiddush ala kais, Avdol a case. The case element is rabbinic. The kiddush itself could be deraisa. Not could be. According to Rambam, it certainly is. But the case element is only rabbinic. That's what Taisa other Shadim learn. I the Gemara over there. Taisa learned that Gemara is saying Blasha Tema. Are you going to tell me you mushba v'aimin from Rasinai for a case? You're not mushba v'aimin for the case. It was blushin bitmia. It was a question form, not a statement. And therefore, it's Gemara saying exactly opposite. That's Taisa's approach. That the Allah is one is only mechliv the case with the rabbanon. The kiddush avdal could be deraisa, but the case is rabbanon. Taisa over here in our Taisa does entertain at the end. He says if you say kiddush is deraisa. A la kais, drinking the kais would certainly not be the right side. So he makes like a pshara. He wants to say that the whole kais element is rabbinic. Even if you say that the kais element is biblical, the drinking for the kais, that will still be the rabbanon. That's right at the end of the tais. Okay. The Ma'isa Magen Avraham writes that a person is Yetzir Kiddush Havdalah with words alone. When he davens Meir Friday night, he's Yetzir with the words of Shemoneh Esrei of Kiddush, right? Mekadesh Shabbos, that bracha. He's Yetzir the din of Kiddush with words alone on a biblical level. He does not need the Kais. The Kais is a rabbinic din. That's the Magen Avraham, which of course leads to, before we go any further in this, in the current Gemara, a Chazara. It leads to Chazara of a Gemara of a concept we've discussed many times, that how does the husband, when he comes up from Shul, how is he might see his wife? He was already Yetzir Kiddush on a biblical level. Whereas she's mechuyev, he's only mechuyev ala kais there, which is drabanan, and she is still as a chiyev deraisa. So normally you'd say no problem, arvus. You have arvus. So if you have a chiyev deraisa and I was ready yaitza, I can be made to you. I'll spite din arvus. I'm mechuyev to make sure you're yaitza the mitzvahs, and then I can made to you. But the problem is the dagam revav, the night of Yudah, he says that the rush holds there's no arvus by nisha. So therefore, how's the husband might see the wife in Kiddush Friday night? We've discussed this a few times. Kedai to Chazra, once again, we'll quickly go through over the answers. One answer is that the most basic answer Kivager says is the Dagam Ravava has the wrong pshat on the Rush. The Rush was only saying that a woman, there's no arvus for a woman on a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have. So the Gemara was discussing that a woman's not mechiv in benching. So there's no arvus to bench on her behalf because she's not mechiv in benching on the side that she has no chiv to rise to bench. But a mitzvah that she has, for example, Kiddush, which is a black and white Gemara brachas that we just referenced, Kiddush, and according to Rambam, Havdalah as well, there's a chiv to rise for her to bench, it's not Havdalah. So of course it can be mitzir. There's a regular arvus like you have to a man, you have the same arvus to a woman, and therefore that will take care of the question. The question won't even start, according to this other interpretation of the Rush, the way Rekhi Vega learns. Other machlok we said is women takedus on Hugga, dating back into Europe, that women would daven Meir Friday night. They didn't daven all week, Meir, maybe not even other fields as well, but Meir Friday night they used to daven. Where does it come from? So Bashir, you would think, practical, they had time, can't do malacha, husband's in shul, daven Meir, why not? No excuse not to daven. But the reason it comes from is actually this idea. They used to daven Meir because they wanted to be on the same level as the husband. If they daven Meir, they're also Yetzir the Chiv Deraisa. So now they're both at the same level, Chiv Derabanan, and therefore they're Yetzir. Even if a woman does not Meir, according to Kiva Eger, separate piece of Kivager, he references that saying good Shabbos could be a key of the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, saying good Shabbos, that could be enough. This morning, again this year, Leon pointed out that L'chair, when she says, L'hadik ner shal Shabbos, maybe that could be already, again, that she's taking on Shabbos at that moment, maybe that's enough. If good Shabbos is enough, I would imagine L'hadik ner shal Shabbos would be enough too. Okay, that's another malach. According to Arashi, it doesn't start. According to Rashi and the Ravan, Kiddush ala kais is deraisa. The husband wasn't either yaitza b'deraisa. Then it's very good. He can write to the wife. But again, this whole question was going according to the Magen Avraham, according to Rabbi Paskin, not like Rashi. And the final answer is given, I believe, is Ritzvi Pesach Frank, who says that the husband has a mind not to be yaitza with the I don't feel it's like the head yudikadas or it's just the stomias. If I know I'm going home to make kiddush ala kais, which is the optimal way to make kiddush, I'm not yaitza my kiddush in shul. It's almost like davens al tanai that in case I'm going to be yaitza my kiddush at home, I'm going to have a kais, which is presumably the case, I should be yaitza with that kiddush ala kais, as opposed to the kiddush in shul, and therefore the husband is being yaitza now his own chiyuv together with the family in the house. Okay, that's all the answer to that question. But again, the base of it starts with the machlekes to Rishonim, whether or not one's yaitza the chiyuv deraisa ala kais, or one's already yaitza the chiyuv deraisa in shul. Okay, says the Gemara now. So we have Zachos Yom Shabbos Zakachay, Zichel Yayin, there's a Chiev to remember of a wine. Ain't the Elabi Yayin, only know by day. Unbelievable. The Gemara is putting day first. We know that Chiev Kiddush is, Knis Hasai, when Shabbos starts, Friday night. Here we seem to put day first. Gemara will address it right away. Says Gemara, Ain't the Elabi Yayin, Belayim, and I don't know that you make Chiev, there's a Chiev to make Kiddush at night as well. Tamal Leimar, Zachos Yom Shabbos Zakachay. Therefore, the Bible says Zachos Yom Shabbos Zakachay. What's the Drasha? Zachos Yayin, Shabbos Zakachay. Try me right tonight, and he's saying Zachos Yayin, Shabbos. What's going on over here? Says Gemara, two questions, and one question will essentially answer the other. B'layla Manayin, yes, B'layla Manayin, Adarabba. Iker Kiddush, B'laylahu. Iker Kiddush is at night when Shabbos starts. That's when the Iker Kiddush is. So if you have one pasuk of Kiddush, you'd establish it to be at night, not by day. That's question number one. The Gemara spells out for us why. If you're sanctifying the day, wouldn't it make sense you sanctify the day right in the beginning? And that's actually the lashon of Rambam. Chayev Adam L'Kaddish Hayom B'Knisasa Uvitziyasa. That's Kiddush and Avdallah. But B'Knisasa, when it starts, the Iker Chiv is certainly as soon as possible Friday night. That doesn't make sense that if you have one source for Kiddush, you use for Shabbos day, not Friday night. Question number one. Question number two. Basu, Belayla Manai, you asked me in the Braisa, how do you know nighttime? Tamlem Zach Hashem, if we say Zach Hashem is a source, Tanam Hada, Lila, because of the Kradi Yamama. You're looking for a source to make Kiddush at night, and you're quoting a pasuk that references make Kiddush by day. It doesn't make sense. So the two questions obviously answer one another. If you flip the Braisa and say, that's what we meant, Zachar initially tells me you got to make Kiddush at night. And I'm looking for a source. How do you know you also make Kiddush by day? And then I bring a source. That's a source for day. Says the Gemara exactly that. Again, yes, you have to flip the rice a bit, but you amend it to say as follows. Zachar is Yayma Shabbos. Either you're mending the actual words, Pashas, you have to mend the words a little bit. You're mending the actual words, and you should read it as follows. Zachar is Yayma Shabbos Kachay Zachar Yayim B'Knisasai. That tells me that the chief to make Kiddush on the Knis of Shabbos when Shabbos enters, which is when Friday night. In the Elabalilas, this is the part that you have to change the words. I only know they make Kiddush at night, B'Yayimanayim. Before we said, In the Elabalilamanayim, here it's In the Elabalilabiyayimanayim. How do you know this Kiddush by day? Answer the more Tabalem, Zachar is Yayma Shabbos. It says Zachar is Yayma Shabbos, daytime, tells me it's a chief of Kiddush by day. Now to be clear, by day, the chiyuv of Kiddush Pasha is only Rabbanon. So this pasuk would certainly only be an asmachta. It's not a full-fledged raisa. We hold the Kiddush by day is a raisa, and therefore it is an asmachta. But, says Gemara B'Yamam Mavarach, what Kiddush we make? By this Kiddush by day that we make, what exactly is the nusach? Amar Yehuda, very short nusach, by Rabbi Yagofen. There's no fancy Kiddush referencing Kiddush Shabbos, referencing the day of Shabbos. No, not doing malacha, none of that. All you say is by Rabbi Yagofen. It's the mitzvah. What we call Kiddush Rabbah, it's going to come in the next Gemara. We call Kiddush Rabbah, so people, when they sponsor a Kiddush Shabbos morning, they call it a Kiddush Rabbah. It's the Kiddush of Shabbos morning, it's called Kiddush Rabbah, the great Kiddush. The great Kiddush is simply, Bayrei Pri Hagafen, it's almost like a euphemism, it's almost like it's being sarcastic. The great Kiddush, all you're making is a Bayrei Pri Hagafen, that is the whole Kiddush, being intent, says the more story about this. Rav Ashi Iklim Mechuzar, Rav Ashi Kiddush Mechuzai. Armelay said to him, Le Kaddush Lamar Kiddush Rabbah, they use the Shprach, let Mar make Kiddush Rabbah. Apparently, Rav Ashi was very familiar, of course, with Kiddush of Shabbos day, which was Bayrei Pri Hagafen, but he never heard of this Kiddush Rabbah. He thought it means like his great Kiddush. So he didn't know what to say. And he's a Gadadar. Havalei. So they gave him a cup of wine. Savar Mayin Yud Kiddush Rabbah. He thought to himself, I don't even know what this Kiddush Rabbah is. Amar Michti. He said, let me see. Kala Brachas Kulan Bayer Pi Hagafen Ami Breisha. All Brachas, whenever you have Abdullah, Kiddush, we always start off with the Bayer Pi Hagafen. He says, let me start with that. And I'll have to wing it. I'll figure it out as I go along. So I'm a Bar Piagafen. He said Bar Piagafen va'agadvei. And he schlepped a little bit. He schlepped the brach a little bit to see if the people would get impatient. Meaning, he knew his anaga was after Bar Piagafen. That's it. You're done Shabbos day. He wanted to see maybe that's what they do too. But he didn't want to, he wanted to get a picture. So what did he do? He schlepped. And what happened? The Alta Yid, who was sitting there, got impatient. And before he even got to finish the bracha, sat down and got ready to start eating. Chazi l'zabah de'gachem l'shasi. He saw this older person bending down to start drinking already. So he chapped. Oh, beautiful. That's like all they do. When they call the Kiddush Rabbah, that's all they do. They happen to just call the Kiddush Rabbah. Kari and Avshay called on himself. Hechacham in Avreshay. The Chacham's eyes are in his head. The wise man's eyes in his head. Meaning he was happy with the fact that he devised a plan to save himself from the embarrassment of not knowing what Kiddush Rabbah is. Really, it's exactly what he did every week. But it was to figure out if that was indeed the case or not by dragging out, by making Bar Piagafen. Instead of asking what it is, he made Bar Piagafen and dragged it out. It's interesting. What would he have done otherwise? So the freshman point out, Mechar would he have done otherwise, presumably is, the freshman speak out would be to say the Kiddush of Friday night. He would have, and what's the pshat? So they give a couple malachim. One malach they give is, even though if Ashi clearly was not night to say the Kiddush of Friday night, again by Shabbos day, only Bar Piagafen, so seemingly we almost make a brachal of Atala. If that's the minig of this place, when you're in a certain makam, you look at the minig of the place. If they made Kiddush Hayayim, if they made Kiddush twice, Friday night and Shabbos day, he would have done like the people of that place. That is one malach for they being a geshmaka addition to that. I don't know if it's a separate malach, but a geshmaka addition. There, if Ashi could have surmised that maybe those people is going to come up with the Gemara later, maybe they missed Kiddush Friday night. We had the halacha, we just said it yesterday's daf and 2 or 3 days ago's daf. If one misses Kiddush Friday night, is he allowed to make up Kiddush Shabbos? And the answer is yes. For some reason, maybe that Kehila missed Kiddush Friday night. So they wanted Kiddush Rabbah Shabbos day. Even though he already was Yates himself, we have Arvas. He could be Mighty them. So therefore, he would have made Kiddush a big Kiddush, assuming they must have missed Kiddush. That's what he would have done. It wouldn't have been Brachal Vatala. You don't even have to come on to. Maybe they have some sort of different minig than him, and he's going like their minig. It could be the assumption was, his assumption was simply that they that they, if he has to say more, if he has to say Friday night Kiddush, it must be that he missed Kiddush Friday night and he would make it on the behalf, but it didn't come to that because he got wind from the Zaken that that's all he had to do was bar peh gofen. Again, what do we do? Side point, so it depends if you're Litvish or if you're Hasidish. The more Hasidish you are, the more psukim you say, whether you start from Imtashiv or Zachas Yom Shabbos Akache, Shabbos morning. If you're Litvish, you go all the top extreme. You know, you start from Savri, Baruch Atah Hashem Akeh Mechalem, bar peh gofen. If you're a little more in between, you say Alkain. It's funny because Alkain is really a Alkain is going back on all the psukim that they you say before that. Zachar Sam Shabbos Akachai, Hesh Yamain, Alkain is going back on that. Alkain, because of those psukim, because of what we just referenced about Shabbos, that's why Alkain, Berach Hashem Sam Shabbos Vekajero, but you are mentioning Shabbos there, and therefore that's enough. Mishnah Brura takes Isha. By the way, that's an Hanhaga in the more Litvish places, and where I grew up in the Shul I Davened in, and the Hanhaga in my house, my father, even though he was a little bit of a mix. Because actually he is a little mixed. My father himself came from a Litvish background, but my grandfather on my mother's side, who had a big influence in our lives, he was Hasidish, so we kind of had a little bit of a mix. We did a little of both, but the basic anaga was Al Kein Berach Hashem. The Mishnah Brura does take issue. Now, plenty of people do it, but the Mishnah Brura takes issue that you're quoting a partial pasuk with Hashem's name. You're quoting a partial pasuk. You should be quoting the full pasuk, not just from Al Kein. Al Kein's the middle of pasuk. You should be quoting the full pasuk. But the that's anaga of many people in Klal Yisrael. Some of the great gedolim said Tafka Bari Pei Gafen, and that's it. Bereshem, one of them was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal. He said a brach of Bereshit Gafen and no psukim prior. What will be the downside of psukim? I'm not sure, but he had a source. His source is Rambam. Rambam's lashon is that Kiddush on Shabbos by day, all you say is Bari Pia Gafen, sticks in a big word afterwards, Bilvad. Bari Pia Gafen, Bilvad, alone, that's it. That's it. So Rav Chaim is Medayik and Rambam, that's it. And you can't say more. You can't say more. So he said Bari Pia Gafen, that's all. That's all he said. I'm guessing that'll be the same. I don't know. I'm wondering if Hershel Shachter and Rav Eshter Ber Soloveitchik did the same, but I'm assuming they'd have the same, that same diak of saying just Bari Pia Gafen. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ami ben Erchia, Mishle Hivdil b'Matz Shabbos, Matzavoch b'Kol Shabbos Kulei. One who didn't make Abdullah Matz Shabbos, he could make Abdullah the entire week, which we already quoted before. That's when we quoted about making up Kiddush. When one of his Kiddush Friday night, he can make Kiddush the next day, the whole Shabbos day. If he didn't make Friday night, so to Abdullah, when Mr. Abdullah for Matz Shabbos, he can make it the whole week, which we said the whole week doesn't mean the whole week. What does it mean? Says the Gemara. Ad Kama, what does it mean? We pointed this out already from Rashbam earlier. Ad Kama, he got it from this Gemara. On Rav Zeira, Ad Raviv Shabbos, till Wednesday, which means through Tuesday. One can make Abdullah through Tuesday. He held the Yasuf Rav Zeira, Kamed Rav Asi. Rav Zeira sitting in front of Rav Asi, Ramila, Rav Asi, Kamed Rav Yechanan. Some say Rav Asi was sitting in front of Rav Yechanan. The Yasuf Kamar, he was sitting and saying the following, leaning Gittin. When it comes to Gittin, if a guy made a Tanayin a get, that he said, if I'm not back by, or if I come back by after Shabbos, it shouldn't be a get. What's called after Shabbos? Chal B'Shabbat, Trev T'lasa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's called Basa Shabbos. That's after the most recent Shabbos. Arba Chamisha Maliyama, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Kamei Shabbos. That's already considered prior to the next Shabbos. And there's Afkamina Lamaisa also. Obviously, gets Afkamina Lamaisa. Havdalah is Afkamina Lamaisa. We're saying you make a bell till Tuesday. Another Afkamina. Shnai make a bechet targum. The place can want to say, one can, obviously, Chachila, you're supposed to be finished, I make a bechet targum before laning Shabbos morning. But there's different time periods when one can finish, Shnai make a bechet targum. And the last time period that one can finish, except for by Simchas Torah, end of the year, is considered by Tuesday night. Well, you have this, because of this Gemara, they want to say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, still part of Shabbos, you can finish, give me mashlam, your Shnai Mechavet Tagram, till Tuesday night. Again, of course, some people, you can do it till Sukkot, till so we make a Siyam on Simchas Torah, but the last man that we'll call the classic B'di'evet is till Tuesday night. Okay, based on our Gemara. Amar Yaakov Eidi. Avol loy ala ar. One does not make a bracha ala ar. We know the story of ar, of fire, Matzah Shabbos, happened on Matzah Shabbos, and therefore, one does not make a bracha on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday on Bay Mareh. She only makes Matzah Shabbos. And the first part that, even though our Gemara doesn't say about the bracha of Bayer Ne B'samim, same story applies. Only on Matzah Shabbos you make a bracha on B'samim, not on Avdalah being made on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. We quoted, it fits very well for something we quoted a couple of days ago on Daf Kav Gimel, I think it was, from the, I want to say it's the Shibbele Halekin. I meant to look it up. I was forgetting the name again this morning. I think it's the Shibbele Halekin, who we had over there. We had a big sugya, a big discussion. At the Gemara gave 6 or 7 halachim, maybe 8 halachim, of what you do on Yom Tov on Matzah Shabbos, right? Yak Nahaz, what we ultimately do, Yain, right? Yak Nahaz, Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, right? So there was a big discussion there what the order exactly is, but Ner was in the order of Havdalah, B'samim wasn't. And we bothered, why is no B'samim? So we gave various reasons why there's no B'samim on Matzah Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov. You don't need B'samim there. Various reasons. The Shami Seir is still there for Yom Tov, perhaps Machlekes. Maybe the meal of Yom Tov is an appeasement. Maybe there's no going into Gehenna. There's a reprieve from Gehenna. Different reasons why no need for B'samim. The Rashbam over there argues and says, you do need B'samim. You need B'samim. None of them said it, but of course you plug in B'Samah as well. Ask the Mefarshim, but no one, where? No one said you, no, I shouldn't say where, but the Gemara, according to none of the Shitas, referenced B'Samim. Where is it included in that, in all those Cheshbainas? And said the Shebele Lek, it says over there that it's referenced where? In Nair. Nair includes B'Samim. According to one side, Nair is actually directly related to B'Samim. That was a Tesis we brought up from Tesis and I think it was in Beitza. But the point is, Chagiga, but the point is that Nair references Nair and B'Samim. So Nair over there, according to Rashbam, is Nair and B'Samim. So here we can say it on the flip side, that when we say you don't make Nair Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it means Nair B'Samim. Lemais, the place I'm saying, we don't use B'Samim on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Our Gemara just speaks out, no Nair, but who Adin, no B'Samim, according to that Shebele Lek, it fits very well. It's Nair includes B'Samim. Okay. Amar Brainam Rav. There's this Hanaitel Yadav Lei Kaddish. One who washes his hands, top of Kavam Beis, one who washed his hands for bread. And he had to make Kiddush here Friday night. He should not go and make Kiddush himself. What should he do? Listen to someone else make Kiddush, be yates with other person's Kiddush, and then break bread. Because him making Kiddush would be a hefsik between the washing of his hands and the breaking bread. Okay. V'chein Amar Rav Ada, and similarly, V'chein Amar Rav Ada, Brava, Amar Rav, not the Yadav Lei Kaddish, one who washes his hands should not make Kiddush. Amar Lurav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Yitzchak Bar Marsa says, Akati Leinoch Nafshit Rav Shechinu L'Shmaite. Rav has not yet died, and we forgot his memory. A little bit sounds like a little bit of a rough statement. Rav didn't die yet, and we forgot his teaching. Means it was really coming to be a compliment to Rav. Rav is around, and we're not. And you're forgetting what he taught, right? It's one thing to forget what he taught when he's not around anymore, but he's still around. How do you forget what he taught? What did he teach? Zimn Chaviv the Chaviva Alei Rifsa. I skipped. Zimnin Sagi, and many times, have a community come Rav, I was in front of Rav, Zimnin the Chaviva Lei Ripsa, Mekadash Ripsa, sometimes he found the bread more appealing than the wine, and because he was very hungry, and therefore he made Kiddush on the bread itself directly, Zimnin the Chaviva Lei Chamra, Mekiddush, Mekadash Chamra, and sometimes he found the wine more appealing, and made Kiddush on wine. We typically make Kiddush on wine, and we then break bread, of course, we make a Mitzvah bread, but we know if a person doesn't have wine, you'll let him make I make Kiddush on bread, and actually that's one of the suggestions by the situation on Friday Purim that Daniel brought up. The price could seem to discuss again. I'm not sure why it would help over there, but there is a concept of making Kiddush on bread. Okay. So, Rav made Kiddush on bread. What's the question? The question is, certainly if he made Kiddush on bread, what would he do? He washed his hands for bread, made Kiddush on the bread, and then made a mitzi. So we see Kiddush is not a hefsik. That is the word, right? Kiddush is not a hefsik. Now, when we say Kiddush is not a hefsik, are we saying Kiddush on Hefsik only when you make the Kiddush on bread itself? Or even if you make Kiddush on wine? Meaning, the memory that we had in the bottom, the last words of the page, Amrav, Brain, Amrav, name of Rav, that Hanait Tapad Amid, Hanait Tel Yadav, Lei Kaddish, one who washes hands shouldn't make Kiddush, was that seemed to be a general memory. Once you wash your hands, don't make Kiddush, listen to someone else, because Kiddush is Hefsik. And now being a proof from Rav himself, that what? That one could make Kiddush after washing his hands, but maybe Dafka when he's making Kiddush on the Maitzi. That would be the simple way of understanding, and that's how my simple understanding of Rashi is. L'maisi Rashbam says no. Rashbam's learning that Rav would choose sometimes Kiddush on Yayin, sometimes Kiddush on the bread, and he would choose that after he washed. How could he choose? He must have washed his hands, and now he has a choice to eat the bread or the wine, and he's making a choice. And sometimes he would choose bread, fine. Sometimes he would still choose wine, and presumably not wash again. Again, that's Rashbam's take from the Gemara. Not everyone agrees to that. Some say, Avada, he only did Kiddush in between washing, when he was making Kiddush and washing and eating the bread together, not if he was going to make Kiddush on wine. For that, it still wouldn't work. That is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. Okay. Amar Vuna, Amar Rav, this is the last idea of the day. Tom in a Mekaddish. We touched this in our Hbami Noz. If a person eats before Avdullah, we said, he's still allowed to make Avdullah. There's a tzaddik, he can't make Avdullah. And this, by the way, is a raya, that eating before Kiddush and eating before Avdullah is not stam like an Isser, you may come to forget the mitzvah. Like, you're not allowed to eat when you chayav a mitzvah, because you may come to forget the mitzvah. It's more than that, because we have a tzaddik, you can no longer make Kiddush. You can no longer make Abdullah, it's a Pella. Tom, Le'ein Mekaddish, one who ate before Kiddush can only make Kiddush. Tom, Avdol. You're saying if you ate before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. Which Rashbam explains that to mean, he's basically Knasim. He can't make Kiddush anymore. He can't eat anymore because he can't eat without Kiddush. He has to go to bed without eating. And in the morning, before he tastes any food, make Kiddush in the morning. That's how he seems to learn. Big Kiddush, Shtarka Knas, about not being able to make Kiddush. Okay, to the morning. If one tasted it before Abdullah, could he still make Abdullah? Or did he blow it? Even though he tasted food, he can still make Kiddush. Says the Gemara. Rav Asi Amar Tam Einam Abdel. Rav Asi says that if one tasted food, he cannot make kiddush. Even though he only tasted food, he cannot make Abdel either. So it seems like there's a tzad that Havdalah is more lenient than kiddush. Havdalah is more lenient than kiddush. One mandama says even though we said Tam Einam Kaddish, Tam you can still be Mavdel. One mandama says no. Even Tam Rav Asi says even Tam Einam Abdel. Havdalah also is messed up if one takes the food. A little story with Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba Ikli Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba came to ask Rav Asi. Ishlo v'tam Eidi. He forgot and tasted unbelievable. Rav Yirmiyahu forgot and tasted some food. Amat Shabbos for Avdala, Havli Kisev Avdal. They brought him a kais, and he made Avdala anyway. Amalei Vasas, Rav Asi's wife said, "Vamayle Avdach, you hold. You can't make Avdala once you taste the food." Amalei Rav Asi said back to his wife, "Shafki, leave him alone. Karabi Sfirlei." He goes going like his Rebbe. His Rebbe held that even if the woman was Tom, he could still make Havdalah. Ask Taisus, how could it be? We know Behemdash HaZadikim don't eat Isser. The Behemdash HaZadikim are protected not to even, by mistake, eat an Isser. Certainly the Tzadikim himself don't eat Isser. How is Rav Yirmiyahu Abba eating before Havdalah? How is it possible? Says Taisus, big aside, when we say that Behemdash HaZadikim don't eat Isser, it means a Dover Usser, a Shtik Chazer, a Shtik Bas V'chalav, won't go into Tzadik's mouth, won't even go into his Behemdash's mouth, certainly not Tzadik's mouth, but eating something at a time of Isser by mistake, that already doesn't, you don't have the same protection. The protection is only on a Cheftz of Isser, not on a zman of Isser, let's say a gavra, when the gavra himself is the Isser's not over there in the food. The Isser is, I can't eat the food right now, that's Isser on me. When the Isser is in the food inherently, that's when you have the protection. When this is on the gavra, then we don't have that, necessarily to have that same protection. Okay, I'm Rav Yisrael Shmuel, Tom, Eina Mikadish. Again, if a person tastes food before Kiddush, he cannot make Kiddush anymore. Tam Eina Mavdalah, if he tastes food before Abdullah, he cannot make Abdullah. Rabbi Amar Nachman Mishmuel, Tam Mikadish, one who tastes food before Kiddush, can yes make Kiddush. Vitam Avda, one who tastes food before Abdullah, can yes make Abdullah. Top of Kuv Vav, Kuv Zayin Aman Aleph, Amar Rava, what's the halacha in this way Paskin? Hilchasa, halacha is Tam. Tom Mekadesh, one who tastes the food can still say Kiddush. For Tom Mavdal, and one who tastes the food for Avdal can still make Avdal. By the way, there's other Mefreshim argue in the Rishpam and say, when we say Tom can't make Kiddush, just means he can't make Kiddush. But someone else can make Kiddush for him. Like we had earlier, the guy who washes his hands, who can't talk, someone else can make Kiddush for him. So too there, someone else can make Kiddush for him, and he can be Yetzah. He just can't make Kiddush himself, but Avadah, someone else can make Kiddush, and he can still listen. So that's the other Malach in the Rishonim, Malach Rishpam. Tom Mekadosh, Tom Avdil, if he tastes the food, he can still make Abdullah. Umishle Kiddush Erev Shabbos, going back to the other Shaila, one of them make Kiddush Erev Shabbos over here means, of course, Friday night. One of them make Kiddush on Friday night. Mekadosh Erev Chayyam Kula and Matz Shabbos. He can continue to make Kiddush throughout the entire day of Shabbos. And Mishle Hiv the Matz Shabbos, Mavdav Erev Chayyam Kula Shabbos Kula, one of them make Havdullah. On Matz Shabbos can make Abdullah, Kalyam Kula can make Abdullah. It's called Shabbos Kula, which we said to mean, of course, Rashi points out top words of the page. It means till Wednesday, he can make Abdullah as well. We'll pause over here. There's another slightly different version of this last memra. We'll leave it for tomorrow, Mr. Chairman. Have a